Terribly well, but I would be surprised if he could do it. His marriage meeting, you can jump out, I would only like to schedule 15 to 20 mayors in for a meeting today. The agenda would be for Weinberg to make a presentation on the fact that we are not withholding funds from the cities, which is getting to be a rumor around the mayor's fraternity. Secondly, to talk to them about the whole harmless and special revenue sharing and how it works, what it means for cities. The third is for Romney to talk to them about special revenue sharing a little bit, indicate some of our political problems. And then I have Luger and his sidekick, I forget what the other mayor's name is, go out to the press and the way this goes about this administration cutting off funds for the cities. Get rid of that once and for all, which we can't do.
What do you want? So I'm supposed to do the whole meeting?
I have to do the whole meeting. I probably think that's a good idea. But it wouldn't ordinarily be, except that there's concurrency now. There are two groups that you refuse to meet with. One is black congressmen and the other is mayors.
I met with mayors over the country.
This Lindsay group,
the Lindsay vote.
Sending telegrams and always that they want to have a meeting with you, that you won't meet with mayors.
That's a different group.
Well, we'll mix part of that group with Luger's group.
We have met with Luger's group, you remember?
Oh, sure.
Well, we have met with mayors, he's group. And you put out the fact that we have met with them.
Oh, sure.
We have.
Ziggler knocks us down every time it comes up, but it still keeps coming up. So I think it's important that,
I'm not going to get in 2 hours. I will have 2 hours. I'll be glad to come in for the end of the meeting or the beginning or something of that sort. I'm not going to sit there and hear the whole damn presentation by a bunch of mayors. I'll be able to hear them for a while, year after they've had their briefings. I just don't think it's the best use of time.
Well, let me disagree with you on this. I don't know what to do about this business of your refusing to meet with mayors, unless...
Oh, I'll meet with them, but I don't think you can have me for the whole 2 hour session.
Well, this is 2 hours anyway. We can toss this all off in 45 minutes for our session, that's all.
The kind of presentation, I'm sure that's all.
Weinberg or Lee, maybe...
Johnson, the kind of meeting we have with the governor.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. That really is a good use of time.
This will be here in the cabin. I called you together because I want you to hear these things. And here's Weinberger and here's Romney and so forth.
Well, then we got time. So we understand it. But Mike sitting down and gassing around with my governor or something about special revenue sharing. You do that once, but not twice.
Well, we'll be back to you with an agenda and a formal proposal on our hands, so on. But I wanted you to know what that was all about there in the other room.
Sure, that's what it was. If we could make an hour of motion, it'd be fine.
Okay.
You had a format for a meeting a few months ago, which the president attended for a while and then left, and there was a presentation, and then afterwards...
I don't think we can get away with that here because of the fact that we've been hammered by this Lindsay group about the president being, refusing to meet with mayors. I'd like to...
Even though it's false.
Even though it's false. I'd like to get it out of the way and lay it out once and for all. Unemployed scientists. A number of things going on. You've asked about that a couple of times. And Ed Davis got a long report here, which I don't think you need to spend your time on. But there are quite a few government activities going on in this direction, some training programs and that kind of thing. It seems to be showing some action. And they're continuing to work on it. There's a task force, and they're working full-time on trying to keep it rolling. We have a major political problem with our friend Gordon Allen over the Undersecretary of the Interior. Allen is mad because we've cut off helium mine in this budget. And so he's going to get his pound of flesh by mobilizing the Republicans on the Senate Interior Committee against Lester. He's got Martin pretty well buckled. Martin is now thinking that he'd rather switch to fight. And he's a good candidate. And I think the general consensus around the White House is that we would rather roll out on this if at all possible. And we think it is possible. Clark McGregor thinks it's possible. He's been counting those pretty carefully. But it will make Al, of course, a bigger crybaby than he is now. And that's pretty good. So whatever has to be done will have to be done rather quickly, because Al is, as time permits, is getting around and weaving his web up there. And there are a couple of approaches. One would be just to charge ahead, roll right over. The other would be to have him down here and have him work on it. Not on this kind of thing, but there are many important things. But we can do one of several things. We can back off Schlesinger. And if somebody else, we'll get several other names. We've got that fellow in the phone. We've got this Cora, who's over there in the department. There are two or three others who are around. Cora will be acceptable to Al, allegedly, although I don't know that it's been.
Why is it useful that you should try to go with it?
Well, just that you for one thing, His complaint is not legitimate. He was in Europe and could not be consulted on account of his being in Europe. His staff was informed. He's contending that his senatorial prerogatives were abused. Secondly, it's pure pique on account of the helium thing. And it just, there's nothing to it on the merits at all.
Why don't you try using Harlow?
Okay.
I'm not going to waste any equity. I will not waste any equity in order to get Schlesinger, you know, I'm sure. That's the point. I don't, because Al is a crybaby, and if I do it with this, it'll be down to everything. I have a fight about this, and you're a great fellow and all that. See if you can't give him something else.
All right. That's how this, I know this fellow, so
if he is terrible.
Yeah. And he's a scorpion. Behind if he doesn't get you straight on wire.
And on the time and the cadence, it can be very good to him. That's why he's just so, you know, he stands right up there at times, bites like a tiger. I don't want to argue with him about an appointment of an undersecretary, which I have a officer who would have not done. Tom Akers has said I'm perfectly willing to. Anyway, I just wanted to warn him that I don't feel that the long gas sessions are necessary. We can have somewhat briefer as far as my participation is concerned. What about me?
feeling is that we can make a good case on the facts. We give him very damn little to work with.
Yeah, what I mean is, John, just step out before the press.
Yeah.
They'll spend 1 minute on that.
And then they'll go on to Vietnam.
Yeah, 1972.
Yeah.
What do you think about blacks? What about youth? You see my point?
Heard Arthur's testimony, went through the Senate, and they had a
issue was conferenceable or not. And lots of people think it was, but that was a good excuse not to do anything with it in any case.
Yeah.
So it went by. But I think that as the weeks and months go on, this business of maintaining some kind of discipline in the budget is a refrain that is going to have to be played again.
Well, I'm getting that discipline. I see it's an opportunity. What we would do would be to sign this and ask the Congress to change the...
Well, you could point out to the Congress is that there are many, that you're signing this, and this provides needed benefits, but there are many other things in the Social Security area that need doing. The cost of living question needs attention. And then there are a whole list of other things that are being worked on in ways and means. And point out that they haven't financed this benefit. They have other things that they're considering. And call upon them to finance the whole package properly when they consider this. I don't think that's an idle gesture.
Well, I understand. I don't mean it's an idle gesture from the standpoint of the record.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think there's any chance the Congress will do anything about it?
Yeah, I think that's a... there's some chance. I don't think there's a good chance.
I mean, some chance which, by what? We just try to get the Congress to... the next Social Security bill?
Well, there is the next Social Security bill, but we've got HR1 that's going to be going across. And it could be it. Certainly can find its place in there as it was going to in the first place, before Long came up with this other thing. So it'll come from the House side. So it's over the road. Yep.
Well, I haven't thought of any other. I'm sure there are other things.
Oh, I can't either. I'm just trying to think. I think what we should do, though, I do not think that having a signing ceremony for the benefit is going to make a lot of difference. I mean, after all, we're working on 50-10%. I'll sign the bill, and that's that. Because if I have to sign it, then you kick the Congress or back and say, well, we should put more money in it. And, I don't think it's going to get George much. I don't think it's going to get any additional ride. You, John, have you seen much of it? We've been going through these signing money to an extent there. But I'm not sure in this one where we've got a double-edged sword that we ought to. I think we should sign it. Supposing you could sign it with a statement that said, we wish they'd gone for cost of living increase, which we've been for a long time.
That should be it.
And we're very troubled about how this is going to be paid for. And so we're going to have some specific suggestions for the Congress on how to put that, how to pay for this. But that's fine. That's fine. What I'm getting at is that I don't believe that having a group of congressmen down for a ceremony is the occasion for that sort of thing. I don't think that fits.
No, it would be good if we could have a lot of old people in there in their wheelchairs, but I don't think we can put anything like that together.
Crank up somebody else, I think it would be good. Excuse me. Just I have to say that I think you're right. The cost of money increase, that was our idea.
That's when the middle doesn't like it, but it's been put in the House more or less over his objections last year. Well, we have to have some way, it seems to me, of dealing with the question of are you going to give up on revenue sharing in order to save the full employment budget? And what we need is something that gives us the time to keep talking about revenue sharing without turning the monitor and giving up.
Well, I was thinking, I think that if you could put it, you know, you could get a little more sense of you and say this is a dangerous revenue sharing with lots of other good things. Well, there's two ways of looking at this in terms of overtly calling attention to the threat to revenue sharing. There are a lot of people who are still testing our commitment and who will argue, aha, they're bailing out of revenue sharing now.
Yeah.
And
think there's as much danger in that direction as there is value in saying it, in the hopes that you'll stimulate the mayors to wake up and do something. Because the mayors are stimulated enough without having to say this. I think if you say, I'm going to ask the Congress to properly finance this, you should not say why. It keeps us in the revenue ballgame.
Yeah.
Because we say, well, we can still afford it because we're kind of Congress to do the right thing.
We also want to serve. Well, I suppose you get Marie stands and Romney and others. say.
Yeah, sure.
But the Congress reveals as much sex appeal with revenue sharing as there is in helping old folks and spend the money for parks and sewers. All the category of grants mean so much to them. That's really what gets down to the grants. Which makes me think that the major offensive has to be at the congressional level. The other point that should be struck and made is that we not present as opposed to revenue sharing. That for the 8 years while we were here, nobody suggested we were the first to propose it. And propose it now. If there are any alternatives that come up, there are solely a result of our initiative. We'll have to negotiate and do the best we can to take the whatever it is that the Congress comes up with and Mongoloid idea adopt as our contract. But in the meantime, do we have any course with this to continue to hunt on the home on this ahead in the revenue sharing?
No, I think it's our strongest course.
If you think CIA people will give a damn, do you think you can make them give a damn?
I think that's the trick, is to make them care. And to you do it in terms as you suggest on the phone, what the money will buy. You just go into those towns, you go into the cities, and you say, here's what this means to us.
If there's anything at all with the reports that all of our traveling people bring back, it goes over very well.
Yeah, they say so.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they're speaking to editors, publishers, and the rest of them. And the business people, they was at our side, actually. They're here on the other side. Of course, the mills and those go out, it's on the other side. It seems to be, it may go over well. I wonder if it is. Our bill has got to get up one way or another, some form of an amendment, and that's a very tough
But so far, it's all on our terrain. And until these, through the last of our six special revenue sharing bills up there, we can get out the money numbers and get those out to the communities. Then we really start pounding home the number of dollars that each town's going to get. This is what Amarillo gets, Santa Fe gets, and so on across the country. And that'll start having some impact, because those will be big numbers.
Well, both of them.
Oh, sure. That's what you mean, sure. Not New York, get much of it. Well, New York's got to get more of it now, because they've got that, they're going to get a heavy share of that six billion. And I think especially because they want to hold their own.
I think there's something more going for us if we can somehow get it across right. And that is the relationship of a whole set of things in this domestic program that go beyond revenue sharing into the health area, the environment area, the welfare reform, and so on. So that you do have a package that fits together and represents a domestic strategy.
Yeah, we haven't even identified the cover yet. I wonder, on that score, he's getting out of ground. See, the thing is that we have not begun to orchestrate the whole administration for Torque Health yet. We've had an administrative approach, isn't it?
Generally considered to be a very good approach.
Yes.
That's got a very good response. I gather there's trouble in that way to me. It has gotten a very good response.
That's what I thought. Burns has refused responsibility. John Burns.
Yeah.
Because he claims that we did not give sufficient concessions to small business. He thinks it's politically unflyable for that reason.
In the health care.
Yeah. You know, we require every businessman to insure his employees. Yeah. Burns would like us to exempt or to subsidize the small businessman who does less than a certain gross or something like that. And it's just not possible to do financially. It isn't feasible. But for that reason, he's not aboard. And
isn't much on a board, very much indeed.
Not much.
Some textiles.
We were up there 7 or 8 weeks ago consulting about this. We had lots of prior participation. While they're in California at the end of this month, it would be a very good thing if you're looking for some things to do to go by one of Edgar Kaiser's health maintenance outfits, the permanent ones, because it is the epitome of HMOs. And there is an old folks angle to it, because they do take care of Medicaid old people in their HMOs. So there's a possibility of setting something up that would be a good visual and getting you started in the health thing. But we've talked about
where are they actually about that?
Well, they have them in Los Angeles and they have them in the San Francisco area too. Just have to
worry about you
where you want to be.
Yeah.
Oakland, of course, is a home office and thing.
Another subject, I gather you're thinking of a press conference on Friday. There will be a consumer's price index announcement on Friday from the BLS. I don't know what it's going to show, but you should know what that will be.
Will be announced Friday?
It'll be announced on Friday, that's scheduled. It's generally in the morning, about 11:30. Follow a different procedure whereby they will have a description of their table and they'll distribute it and they won't have a press conference at all. They'll drop the press conference. There's no question. It'd be that the secretary could follow up the distribution with a statement of his own.
Should we